afternoon, rodeo fans of Making Eight Maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
It's JoJo Sullivan, and check me out on making8.com.
Well, good morning. Well, let me start that over again. Well, good evening, rodeo fans. Welcome to another Back on the Ranch show on a Sunday night with making8.com. I'm going to tell you guys, it is a bittersweet day in the world of rodeo and bull riding. Let's get things started here. We're going to roll into our show, but you know, I'm going to tell you that today is going to be another hard show. We lost a good bull rider here in the past 24 hours, and I didn't realize it. Did not find out until this morning, but it's been a hard day. Really puts a damper on the successful weekend that Making Eight had and the amount of fun that we had hanging out here in Miami, Oklahoma, with G Money Rodeo and the production crew right here for the 2011 Rodeo Miami. It really was a fantastic weekend all the way around. We've got some results that we'll talk about. We'll talk about that in our show. I know that the PBR really did well, and I know that there were so many of you guys that really enjoyed that broadcast this weekend, and I'm so glad that you guys were able to get out and actually update us. We had so many of our fans that were tuned in and hanging out. It really was a good time. What a great weekend it was for bull riding and rodeo right there, as we were able to sit back and hang out and have a great time. It really has kind of turned into a bittersweet weekend for us here. We're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back. I'll let you guys know what I know, and hopefully we'll have a good day. I think that most of you guys that are here know about what we are and who we are in Making Eight. And, you know, it puts us in a tough situation. If you guys have seen any of the posts that have went out there today, JoJo Sullivan passed away here, and he's a good bull rider and actually a good friend of ours, a guy that I grew up actually riding with a little bit. You know, it certainly makes it tough on us. JoJo was a great hand out of Georgia, and he's going to be missed. The biggest thing I can tell you right now is that his family needs prayers. So important right now. And I know that the Making Eight Maniacs will be there for them, and they truly need it in this time. So, you know, I'm going to play a song here for them. As you know, this is something that really means a lot to me. I hope that you guys can understand that this is, you know, this is certainly a tough day in the rodeo world, especially for some of us here in the Southeast that knew JoJo Sullivan so well. So you guys sit back and relax. We're going to kick things off with a great Back on the Ranch show. This song right here is dedicated to JoJo Sullivan. You guys take care. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Billy John grew up just west of Waco. He used to bare-knuckle fight just for fun. He was wild as a Texas tornado and a bull-riding son of a gun. But one Saturday night down in Jasper, he drew a bull they called Dust Devil Rage. and that 2,200-pound hammer laid Billy John in his grave. Now there's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. Well, my granddaddy rode in the 30s. He must have really been something back then, because all of my life I've heard stories about the buckle he didn't quite win. And though he never got over his losing, he's a bona fide hero to me. And Lord knows I'm sure gonna miss him, but I know he's in good company. Now there's one last tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. There's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven with that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. That big rodeo in the sky.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here with MakingEight.com. That's right. You know, I'll tell you what, we really did have a blessed and great weekend out here in northeast Oklahoma. Weather was perfect for rodeo. I'm telling you, you couldn't have put a better day for it. But this morning, I'm telling you, they opened up the floodgates. We got a lot more rain back up here in northeast Oklahoma area. And for a Florida cowboy, it was 42 degrees this morning, almost all day long. So it's a little chilly, but we really have had a great time down here, and I know that a lot of you fans have really enjoyed watching the broadcast right there on MakingEight.com. And if you missed any of those and you want to go back and watch them, we do have them set up on our archive page. Just go over there to the G-Money Rodeo broadcast, and you will find them. You know, obviously, right before our break, we were talking about the loss of a good cowboy, and that's a good friend of ours, and JoJo Sullivan. You know, it means a lot to a lot of us, and I don't know the absolute full details, guys, but I'm going to tell you that this is not a bull riding type of accident. This was an accident that we know of where, you know, as of right now, it looks like it may have been that JoJo actually took his own life, and that's something real hard to deal with. It's something hard for each one of us to get a hold of. And we always kind of look at each other and wonder why somebody might do something like that. But I can tell you right now, as a bull rider, you know, it makes it kind of tough. And sometimes we carry some major weights on our shoulders. And you know, I think it's so important that we rely upon our friends. And, you know, speaking of that, I know that last year I myself was going through a rough time. And, you know, we had to turn to some friends. And, you know, one of those good friends was somebody that I felt like I could talk with and somebody that could be a mentor there and be there for us. And it was actually a good buddy of mine, Rob Smets. And, you know, we're going to get him here on the line. He's actually here with us. But, you know, Rob's a great man, and I think it's so important for us to rely upon the fact that, you know, we've got to rely upon our good friends, and each and every one of you guys are our friends, and hope that, you know, if we ever get into a situation where we feel like something like that, you know, may come about, that we need to rely upon us. It's all about family here, and, you know, Rob has become part of our family, so we're going to get him on the line right here and talk a little bit with him. Rob, welcome back on the ranch, buddy. Good to talk with you.
Hello, Scott. How you doing today?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. We're hanging in there. And enjoying this cool weather that we're getting out here in Oklahoma, man. I left Florida last week, and it was in the 80s, and shoot, now we're in the 40s.
Yeah, I guess that weather cooled off quite a bit at my house. We've been in the high 90s the last couple of days, and then it dropped all the way to 58 today. So a 40-degree change in the last 2 days is but we're not getting the moisture yet, and we're still needing a lot of rain.
Oh, that's what I understand. You know, I know Texas has been real dry, as well as Oklahoma. Last week they got hammered up this way, but so we're looking on the brighter side of things anyways, at least on the east side of Oklahoma. But are you actually back home yet, or are you on your way back?
I think
you're in Kentucky.
I'm actually sitting at a table looking across at Gary Lafue. We're sitting in St. Louis at the airport here, both getting ready to split ways. We just got done putting on a bull riding bullfighting school up in Loretto, Kentucky, up at Scott Ballard's, and Gary had 16, 17 students, and I had 5 bullfighting students, and we've had a great 3 days up there. This man had a lot of great bulls, and we taught some guys some bull riding, bullfighting, and had a big time.
Great, great. Yeah, we were following some of your posts there this weekend. I know that you're talking about some of these young kids and how you had the opportunity to work with a lot of them. And Gary, you know, I mean, shoot, just to have two of you both together like that, man, the amount of knowledge that these young kids could come out and learn how to ride bulls and fight bulls, that's amazing. I don't think you can put a price tag on that by any means. But tell us a little bit about some of those young kids and what you thought about them.
Well, I tell you what, before I get to pumping on our young kids that we got to teach, and I had a really good bullfighting student, and Gary had some good bull riding students, I want to finish up a little bit on what you were talking about as I was listening coming onto your show about the loss of JoJo Sullivan and the misfortune of young men, and it's not just young men that are taking their lives out there, but the young men and young women that we've got out there that think that that's the option, you know, and man, they've got to reach out. They've got to find somebody they can talk to. Taking your life, that's not a solution. You know, it's a solution, but it's a final solution. And the bad thing about it is it just, you know, there's no second chance. And it's unfair to so many people.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. You're absolutely right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's not that's, you know, and somebody, you may get phone calls about this, but that's the selfish way out.
Yeah, I agree with you, you know, and I mean, it hurts so many of us, you know, and right now I think the biggest thing that we can do is say prayers for that family and for everybody that JoJo has been involved with. You know, he had so much talent, and was such a great guy to be around, you know, on most days anyways, you know.
Well, and you know what? And like you said, there was a young man with a lot of talent just a couple of years ago, right up there where I was. He blew into Louisville, Kentucky there, running late, They held his bull to the end. He rides his bull. He wins the long round of the PBR there, comes back and rides another one, wins, placed in the short round, wins the average up there. Had just barely turned 18 years old at the time. You know, a young man with so much talent, and now it's gone. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, no doubt, obviously something was weighing heavy on his shoulders to take his life if the word that's out there is completely true that that's what happened. And, you know, man, you got to find somebody to talk to. You know, there's got to be somebody.
That's it. You know, and, you know, Rob, you've been up and down these roads a long time, and you've got so many friends in so many places. You know how important it is. Sometimes you just got to put your pride aside and sit back and talk for a minute, you know, to somebody that you can rely upon. And I know we've done that with you, you know, last year when we were going through some hard times. And, man, it really is. It's a blessing to have so many friends out there, but you know, you've got to be able to reach out to them.
Well, it's a blessing to have the friends that you can call up and talk to. You know, the other part of that blessing is you got to – you know, I'm going to go there because that's where I got to go, is you've got to have a relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, you went all else fails, even, you know, because at that point in time, when you get that close, you think everybody else has failed you. You've got to be able to hit your knees and say some prayers. And the thing that a lot of us need to remember is that after we say those prayers, sometimes that we stay just a little bit longer on our knees and start listening and giving an opportunity for an answer. So many of us just say a prayer and expect an instant answer because our world right now is so much about instant gratification and quick answers, you know, that sometimes we need to learn to wait just a little bit and listen, you know. And I mean, this is a tragedy, a major tragedy to our sport, because that kid had so much talent, you know, and now his parents are wondering why. Friends are wondering why, you know, and maybe not just why, what could I have done? What, you know, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But, you know, we're going to, you know, use this as an opportunity to maybe learn and maybe take, you know, a little bit of JoJo Sullivan and his life, you know, and maybe learn from some of the mistakes that may have happened there. And realize that's absolutely what we need is we need God and we need friends, you know, and we've got to be able to pray and we've got to be able to trust and wait on His time, but just know that it's going to be there. And, I certainly appreciate you calling in today, Rob. I was looking for the strength to, you know, even get through this show, you know, but have guys like you really step up and have that knowledge, you know. I know that you've certainly been there.
Well, I've been so blessed, you know, those last years in the PBR for me to be roommates with Cody Custer and to be roommates with Scott Mendez. And I made sure that I started circling myself with some guys that were stout in the Lord that, you know, helps give a guy a good foundation. And that's where it's about, you know. The other part of that is you've got to encircle yourselves around good people.
That's right. Yep, absolutely right, Rob. Well, listen, man, I don't want to hold you up there. I'm sure you're having a great time sitting back talking with Gary LaFue. And, man, I got to tell you, I just, like I said, wish we could have been there to Kentucky, but we had such a great time down there in Oklahoma, and we're gonna be knocking on your back door here before too long, and we might stop off there and bug you a little bit.
Well, you come on and come say hello. Like I said, you know, we had a great time this weekend. I had a young man from out of Jonesboro, Arkansas, a young man by the name of Cody Emerson, that really fought some bulls pretty darn good up there, and was really excited. And Scott Ballard had a bunch of good bulls that next year, I believe, I'm going to try and put on an intermediate school rather than just open it up to everybody and try and put on an intermediate caliber school up there at Loretto, because this guy's got lots of bulls, and he's got some bulls that have got a little bit of gas to them that having some guys that have already got some experience and stuff, this is going to be the school that a guy's going to be able to really help take guys to the next level.
Wow. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Make sure to let us know about it, Rob, so we can work on getting some of these intermediate bullfighters out there to it. I have a feeling that you'll probably have a packed house for it.
Well, the one good thing about it is I know that there's some academies out there, but when they put me and Miles Hare together, those guys can come to a real university.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Man, I'll tell you, the amount of knowledge out of that school there, you know, that's
they can come to the professors.
Yeah. The ones who wrote the book, for sure, or at least helped write it.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you. Now, we got to get Gary over there working on an intermediate bull riding school, too, though, man. I bet you some of the cowboys there were learning to ride bulls had to bring their A games, too.
Well, you know what? I've been blessed over the years. I've put schools on with everybody, from Don Gay, Charles Sampson, Ted Noose, Lane Frost, Tuff Hedeman, Jim Sharp, Gary LeFou, Clint Braun. I mean, I've run the gamut with all the guys that have ever won a gold buckle. And
wow.
I'm always excited when I go to LeFou because he is a great teacher. You know, he's a great motivator. And he gets you excited, you know. And, you know, I'd have to say he's the best teacher I've ever worked with.
Sure. Yeah, you kind of get that passion back, you know, or you find that passion. He'll bring it out of you, there's no doubt. He will bring out that passion for you. He'll get you excited about it. And, you know, he got us excited about it. We weren't even riding the bulls there, you know, but by gosh, I was ready to, that's for sure.
Well, there's one thing about it. If you go to a Gary LeFou school and he doesn't light your fire, you better quit riding bulls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can imagine it would be the same way for you and your bullfighting clinics as well. You and Miles, you know, absolutely look forward to getting out there and working with you a little bit, seeing you put on one of your bullfighting schools and just really, you know, the knowledge that's right there at that school. Young kids really will learn.
Right. Well, and Miles and I put the school on in Albuquerque together last week. We had 11 students there. I didn't have enough students put together in Kentucky, and I didn't really know where I was going up there. I didn't know much about that program and stuff. After having been there, you know, I talked with him, and I've already been on the phone with Miles three different times this last 3 days, saying, "Okay, we're doing it together up here next year. This is our spot for an intermediate school, you know, and something east of the Mississippi." I can go ahead and start telling guys right now, toward the end of April next year, we're going to be right back up there in Loretto, Kentucky.
Well, those bullfighters better get it on the calendar. We're sure enough we'll make note of it, and we'll keep getting these bullfighters that are ready to move up to that next level. We'll certainly work on getting them over there for that school. I think that they will love that opportunity.
Well, I'd appreciate it. We appreciate the help. And once again, I guess, you know, not I guess, but in reference to JoJo, to his family and stuff, you know, my heart's out to him. I just, you don't even know what to say with such a tragedy, except that you're sorry. And I just pray that the Lord has his hands on that family and keeps them wrapped up right now and gives them the comfort and grace that we all know that they're needing.
Amen, Rob. Certainly appreciate it, buddy. And listen, we'll you know, I appreciate everything that you've done, you know, and you're such a mentor to anybody around the sport. You've been such a good friend to so many, and I know that, you know, when times are tough, if nothing else, we can call and rely upon you for that support that we all need, and we certainly appreciate what you do, Rob.
Well, I appreciate it, amigo. You have a blessed day.
Yes, sir. You too. Tell Gary we said hello, and look forward to seeing you guys down the road here real soon.
All right, amigo. Adios.
All right. Take care. All right, guys. Rob Smith's taking a little time out here to jump on our show. And got to say thank you to him. You know, what a blessing he is. And means a lot to be able to have a friend like that to stop by here on MakingA.com and talk with all of them. And I know you fans are really happy to sit back and hear from him. And, man, what a mentor he is, you know. And then to have him and Gary LeFou teaching some of these youth guys, you know, the youth of America, the future of the sport, and really bringing them up, you know, here at the school this weekend. You know, he's such a role model to so many people. And like I said, you know, you don't even have to be a bull rider or a bullfighter to be able to gain the knowledge just in life, you know, just around rodeo and how we do things. You know, but really, like I said, it is a close family. And going back to this situation with JoJo, like I said, we definitely want to send our prayers and our thoughts out to the family, to his friends, to everybody that's involved. You know, my phone has been ringing off the hook all day from some of the friends and people just needing support. And, you know, we didn't expect Bacon 8 Outreach to really be that, but we're offering it. You know, we're always here. And it doesn't matter if you're a bull rider or a bullfighter or just, you know, or a bull riding fan, but we're here. And, you know, day or night, if somebody's ever in a situation like that, we open up our arms, we open up that door, we'll be here to listen, and we'll be here to talk, because that's what rodeo families do, and that's what's so important, you know. JoJo may have taken that last, you know, that last way out, but, you know, it wasn't necessary, because there's so many friends, and there's so many people here for that support. We're going to continue to keep going on, because that's what we do. You know, it doesn't make it any easier on any one of us, but that's what we do. So, like I said, guys, you know, I appreciate your support. Make sure to keep that family up in your prayers, because they certainly need it. But we've got to get into talking about some bull riding and some bullfighting and some rodeo action with you guys. We're going to take a short break, kind of gather our thoughts here. When we come back, we're going to get a grip. We're going to get this thing rolling here on a Sunday night. Sitting back on the ranch with Making8.com. Got to thank everybody for jumping on board here today. Make sure to keep tuning in with us. I promise you, we got some big things in the works. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making8. Let's buck.
Tough with your big bass speakers kicking in the back, and your triple X lyrics blaring from your puke green Cadillac. You got your bling bling on and your tattoos running up and down your arms. Oh, ain't too bad with the seedy old bridges hanging down that far. Yeah, I hate to break it to you, punk, but all that stuff ain't got a thing to do with being tough. Cause tough is your fingers bleeding, it's 100 degrees and you're getting up. Hey, tough is your old man yelling, get up out of that bed at the break of day. Keeping on going when you know you've had enough. But you think you're a man and you still got a lot of growing up to do. I bet you talk a big game when you're hanging with your boys in some pool hall. But I wonder how you'd act if you ever had your back up against the wall. Yeah, I'm sure those joints you hang out in get pretty rough. But you've got a lot to learn by being tough. Working three jobs so her kids can eat. Tough reading bedtime stories when your body's begging you to go to sleep. Giving all you got for what you love. That's tough. See, it wasn't very long ago my little brother was about your age. He joined the Corps, and before we knew it, they shipped him away, so far away. And tough is a mama crying, waving goodbye as her baby leaves. Tough is a teenage soldier on the front lines, fighting just to keep you free. Praying for one more day from God above. We'll be right back.
five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch with Making8.com here. We're having a great time on a Sunday night. Hopefully you guys certainly are, too. I know we are. You know, like I said, it's been a bittersweet weekend for each and every one of us out here. But, you know, we're getting reports in, and we're sitting here talking in our chat room. It sounds like that Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, I know she was at the 89er Day Rodeo this weekend. And if you guys have not gotten over to her Facebook page, she's got over 200 pictures posted from Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend. Did a fantastic job and had an opportunity to talk with her briefly yesterday as we were getting ready to gear up with this Miami rodeo. And I know that she was down there in Guthrie for the 89er day, but did say that Chance, who was Cooper's brother, which is the benefit bull ride that was going on for Cooper, that his brother was one that actually won that bull ride. So congratulations to him. I know that so many people were out hitting rodeos, hitting bull rides this weekend. I know that Scotty the Clown Plowman is going to give us a call here tomorrow and get us checked in with the NFPB. I know that their finals wrapped up. And obviously on Friday we had an opportunity to talk with one of the guys down there and one of the competitors in the bull ride that was actually leading it. And, you know, so it's, really exciting. Hopefully we'll be able to check in with him on Monday and find out what the result of that was. I know that some of you guys were asking for some of the results. I know that some of our fans were asking for some of the results of the event right here in Miami. As things went by so fast, and obviously they had a lot of performers, they had a lot of contestants. They had a full flag performance just for the timed event on Thursday. On Friday night, they were having the rough stock slack that actually turned out to be well past 1 o'clock in the morning before we were done bucking horses and bucking bulls. And that doesn't even include the performances. But yesterday, wow, I got to tell you, last night's performance, in the actual performance itself was top notch. First off, Josh Grayson was there to play for the fans, was huge. He played immediately after the show. Was a great time down here for the fans of Miami, Oklahoma. But the performance itself was top notch. Cowboy by the name of Raymond Cooper, Centridge, Arkansas, where he's from, ended up winning the bareback riding with 83 points. There were 4 80-point rides just yesterday in the bareback riding. The horses were bucking, and I mean it was fantastic. Some of the other guys that we have to make mention of, Jake Callahan, 4.1 in the steer wrestling. Colby Ungerauer. Now, I may have mispronounced his name, but and I apologize to him for that. He's actually a coach for a college out here, turned in a 7.2 in the calf roping. You talk about these Cooper boys out there, this guy right here knows what it takes to do some roping. Real young guy, real talented, and man, I'm telling you what, this guy has what it takes. You know, we had an opportunity to talk with him, and what an upstanding guy he is as well. But man, they had so many different things going on out there. You know, so many impressive things. This was rodeo at its finest. In the saddle bronc, I got to tell you that there was a two-way tie. Brett Olive and Will Ashburn, Will Absher, both ended up scoring 84 points on their horses in the saddle bronc. Just a wild, wild weekend, I'm telling you. Nikki Ellen, who was the first one up yesterday, ran a 0.73 in the barrel racing to win the event in the ladies' barrel racing. But one of the things that impressed me most about this deal, Molly Bassett, this young girl couldn't have been more than 8 years old, turned in a time of 16.596 in the ladies' barrels. Wow. You talk impressive. Then it came down to the bull riding, and you talk about rank. These bulls bucked. And a cowboy by the name of Jesse Pullman from Port Scott, Kansas, ended up winning the bull ride with 88 points. And, yeah, you talk about exciting. It was absolutely exciting. So if you guys want to get over to the G-Money Rodeo broadcast, you guys can go find the archives over there. We had so many talented people here. The One-Armed Bandit's daughter, Amanda, was actually here. Did a great performance there, great contract act. We had Gizmo McCracken out here as our funny man, our entertainer of the night. And this guy, I mean, he had me rolling. He does some great acts, and we have him broadcasted there. You guys can go over and find him. I think you guys will enjoy it. We spent a lot of time with these guys and really did, man, what a great weekend we had up here in Rodeo Miami. Once again, we've got to thank the committee up here that put this event together. But we also have to thank G-Money Rodeo in particular. Steve Gessert really did a fantastic job producing this event. And, you know, I know without him, we would not be out here to do this broadcast. And wow, just fantastic. Cannot wait to get out to the next one. Steve did a fantastic job. This guy had his hands everywhere. He brought in rough stock. He was fighting bulls. You know, I mean, he did everything. He was announcing Thursday night there in the Slack, which we took over for a little bit. You know, we gave him a break because this guy had his hands everywhere. But really impressive guy, and really enjoyed spending a lot of time with him. And well, shoot, you know, we're gonna be out there a few more of those deals. So definitely looking forward to it. But we got to talk about some bull riding now. PBR. Seattle, back in action. My fantasy team, terrible. I went from, I believe I was right in the top 10 in the fantasy group page, the Making 8 Maniac fantasy group page, to 19th. That's how bad I did. None of my bull riders covered more than one bull, and only two bull riders actually covered. Yeah, bad weekend for Making 8, you know, myself for the fantasy group page. But I know a lot of you guys did have a lot more success than we did, and I'm certainly happy about that. It sounds like, you know, we've got some of our longtime fans sitting in here. Mr. Cowboy Dave, very, very impressed. You know, he had a very good week last event, the last Cowboy Standing. I think he fell off of the fantasy points just a little bit. It was a rough week all the way around for a lot of the maniacs out there. But, you know, yeah, I do know that Miss Melanie had an absolute great weekend. She actually moved up, and she's sitting in fourth place in the Making 8 Maniac fantasy group page. So, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to her for having such a good week. And she worked so hard this weekend. As we were out here in Rodeo Miami in the chat room all night long, this girl hung out past our broadcast just to bring us the results of the event as it was happening, as we were listening to it on the LEC. Now, I did have an opportunity to go back and see some of the bull riding going on this weekend from Seattle, and was very impressed with LJ Jenkins. I mean, what can you say about a guy like that? Now he's actually moved his way up into third place in the overall world standings for the PBR. This guy is on fire. Only guy to cover all four of his bulls down there, and it was impressive. I'm seeing some of the comments coming on. One of them being Shannon's asking about the article with Renato after round one. I did not see that. If you have a good comment on that, please fill us in. Let us know what's going on. And I see that Cowboy Dave did fall back a little bit, was sixth in the standings overall. Now, that's the entire second half of the season after round one. But ended up falling back to a 40th place. But that's all right. We know he can catch back up. Wow. Yeah, that is some that is some very interesting news, I guess, that Shannon is posting in here about an article that was posted in regards to Renato, that he actually canceled his was scheduled for surgery with Tandy Freeman and ended up canceling it 2 days before and said that he'd come back out and actually apologize to Tandy for that. Wow. And Tandy's actually going on vacation and won't be back until May 17th. That's certainly a shame, you know. And I'm not sure if you guys heard whether or not he is actually going to go back and go for it. Is he going to go and actually have the surgery now? I haven't heard anything. I haven't been able to follow up like I needed to this weekend as we've been out here doing these broadcasts. But, if you guys know more about it than I do, please let me know and fill us in. It was a hard decision, and we got that breaking news last week. We talked about it, and I know a lot of the fans were kind of against him doing that. But, you know, these bull riders are you know, they're tough, and they're going to try to do what they can to ride bulls. Certainly makes it tough. But another note, I do know that Frank Newsom just gave birth to a baby. Or he did not give birth to a baby. His wife just had a baby. So we got to send congratulations to Frank Newsom as well. Had a little baby, I believe it was a baby girl this weekend, and want to send him the best out there. Thought that was really neat. Know that he was not at the Seattle event there, obviously, for good reason. Certainly want to send our best to him and his lovely wife. As he's back here in Oklahoma, in the same state we are in, and I know I make a big deal about that, but shoot, we're just so excited about being here. I got to tell you, I've been staying up here with Jay Brainerd, who's actually a pretty handy bullfighter, and we have had a blast. He was actually our cameraman, and if you guys get over to the Making Eight broadcast, you guys will see he did a fantastic job in videoing out here, going through the heartaches of the wind. And, you know, we lost cable feeds. We had all kinds of issues. And he came up to me after the shows, and he said, man, he said, I was more nervous than I ever was fighting bulls. You know, he goes, man, I know that you have so many fans that were tuning in. He goes, man, I was so nervous. But he really did do a great job. And I see that I'm actually getting corrected here, that Frank actually had, him and his wife had a baby boy, Reagan Strait. And I do remember seeing that now. So, yes, I apologize. But, yes, a young little baby boy, and who knows, is he going to be the next TBR bullfighter? Or who, you know, but you can bet one thing. If it's a son of Frank Newsom's, he will be around rodeo. Absolutely. And I'm getting some quotes in here. I know that Shannon's posting the actually I'm reading this quote, and this is the quote that came in that Shannon's given us in regards to Renato. I apologize for what I did to Nunez, who canceled the original surgery date 2 days beforehand, but he has to understand that I had to try. And then it goes on from Renato, I need to talk to him because he is the best. Absolutely, and it sounds like, you know, Renato realizes that maybe that would have been the better decision was to take the surgery. But anyways, you know, sometimes you can't go back on it. You just got to move forward, and you got to make those decisions as they happen, you know. Sometimes they're not always the right decisions. Sometimes it may play in your hand, but I believe, you know, after this weekend, we've seen that Renato is obviously. Needs that surgery, and I think he's going to take the advice to go ahead and have it done. At least I hope so, anyways. He wants a lengthy career. He's got a few more years left to ride bulls, you know, and he wants to continue doing that. So, but anyways, going back down to it, you know, I get so overwhelmed, but, you know, Jay's been out riding with me, and we've been cruising back and forth to this rodeo arena. Yeah, it's about 30 minutes down the road, and, man, I'll tell you what, every day driving through this countryside out here, just to see some of the scenery that we do. I fell in love with Oklahoma. I am absolutely 100% in love with this state. I absolutely love it. So, yeah, if I get a little annoying with it, guys, I apologize. But I'm just so happy to be here and can't wait to get some of you Making 8 Maniacs down here and we'll go hang out. I know that Gabby said that we got to look for her for a place up here so that she'd relocate out of the Lone Star State to come on up here to Oklahoma. But, yeah, you can bet we're going to be here. I'm looking to get out here and get around a little bit more. I know that this week we've got some big things in the works. We're going to be out doing some videoing. We're going to be doing our lunch hour rodeo shows all week long. Hopefully, maybe this next weekend, we'll have a bull ride or a rodeo to be to. I'm not sure where it's going to be just yet, but we've got some things in the works. You guys make sure to stay tuned. Yeah, absolutely. So, that's kind of the talk right now. We got about 15 minutes left in our show here, guys. And like I said, obviously, this has been a kind of a bittersweet deal for us, you know. You know what? One more thing. We've been talking a lot about the PBR. We've been talking a lot about Rodeo Miami. We talked a little bit about the 89er day up there in Guthrie, Oklahoma. We talked about the Cooper Memorial Bull Ride. But one thing we did not talk a lot about was the CBR. And I know they were just in West Texas this weekend and held an event there. Ms. Gabby actually went down there. Not only did Ms. Gabby and Ms. Lisa go down there to the event, but they were also sporting their Making 8 Maniac gear. And I got to tell you, thank you for that. Wow, how impressive is that to see you guys out there at those bull rides. And I cannot wait for you guys to be out there at the same bull rider rodeo that we're at wearing your Making 8 gear. It's going to be so cool. But anyways, we did get pictures from that. Michael Earle, a Texas cowboy, was the one that won the event down there. So congratulations to him. It was a Horizon Series event. And, we got to talk a little bit more about the CBR and what's going on there. Because if you guys were listening to my show on Friday, you would know that we have Tuff Hedeman going to be joining us this week. As of right now, looks like we may have him on Wednesday. Could be Tuesday, probably not Thursday, but maybe. But I can tell you that he will be on here with us this week. So we're going to have an opportunity to talk a little bit about him. The CBR will be broadcasting their season on GAC. It starts this Tuesday night. So you guys make sure to tune in to GAC. Watch a little bit about the CBR because you can bet that we're going to talk about it when we talk with Tuff. And we're going to kind of get you guys geared up. I did see that as well. Thank you for that, Miss Melanie. Brendan finished third last night in Prescott. So there was another good deal. It looks like Brendan got himself back together. And, hopefully we'll get things together. Now, yeah, Paige is actually making a comment that she saw Tuff in the movie 8 Seconds today. Hopefully that wasn't the first time you watched that. But I can tell you that I actually got to meet both Tuffs. I got to meet Stephen Baldwin, who played Tuff in the movie just this past January. So what a blessing that was. Also got to meet the Frost family, Clyde and Elsie Frost. Wow, parents of Lane Frost, you talk about special. Now, that was a special weekend there. I absolutely will, Shannon. I will let you guys know. I wanted to try to keep it a surprise, but as of right now, it sounds like Wednesday will be the day. I have to still reconfirm, but that is the itinerary plan for this week. I do have it on the schedule right now that Wednesday is when we will have Tuff Hedeman on our show with us. Be talking some CBR action. We're going to find out a little bit more about this deal. Absolutely. What a blessing. This whole adventure, and of course, once again, that was back here in Oklahoma. I'm telling you, I just believe so much is bringing us here. Now, I know that Paige was talking about his son Lane being so cute. I believe Lane is not so little anymore. I think Lane's grown up quite a bit. I know that he's in his teenage years now, and I believe he's actually playing some music. I believe he's more on the instrumental side of things, but he's also a pretty good bull rider from what I understand. And how could you not be after having, you know, a dad who's a world champion, you know? But, yes, we're absolutely excited about it, you know, about having Tuff here with us. And you guys make sure to catch up. Go check out, I believe the website is cbrbull.com. You guys can go find out all the action on CBR. And make sure to stay tuned. Follow along. Like I said, Tuesday night, GAC, everybody has got to tune in and follow along as they start up their Cinch Tour. And, I think you guys are going to like it. Should be a really right deal. Clayton Fulpine is actually the leader in the CBR standings right now. And Bonner Bolton, who I actually had the pleasure to meet in Las Vegas during the NFR. He was there, and we sat at the roulette table together playing roulette. You talk about a handy son of a gun, and he's also pretty lucky with his hand at roulette. he was actually out there in Vegas, a great guy, and you know, we got to know a little bit more about CBR. And I can't wait to get out there and get more of it. So you guys make sure to get over there, follow along, GAC Tuesday night. And absolutely, Gabby, Del Rio, Texas is the next CBR bull ride, and that's coming up this weekend. So we're going to talk with Tuff a little bit about that event as well. You guys make sure to get over there and follow along. Now, we're under 10 minutes left in our show. We got to throw some cowboy logic out for you today. And, you know, one of our major helpers now, we've got Cody, the cowboy logic man himself, that usually calls in. We haven't had a call from him yet. So I don't know if he's going to have time to jump on board with us today. But we do have Miss Melanie, who's really been stepping up this time, and she's been working really hard. So she's got some good cowboy logic for us today. Says we don't stop playing because we grow up. We grow up because we stop playing. And that is some great cowboy logic. Thank you very much for that, Miss Melanie. I believe that the CBR starts 9 o'clock Eastern time, yes. And Gabby is posting it at 8 p.m. Central time, so that certainly would make it 9 o'clock Eastern time. You guys make sure to tune into that on GAC this weekend. Wow. You know, it would only be fitting that I get the question asked about the results from this bet that we had with you making eight maniacs. Obviously, we made a bet and said that if we could get over 30 item sales from the Making Eight stores, that we would get some pictures taken and allow you guys the opportunity to get them printed up on shirts. Well, you're right. I was absolutely avoiding that question because I looked at the result page this morning. We had 18 sales from one store. We had 9 sales from another store, which put us right around the 20, I'm terrible at my math right now, 27, I believe, mark. But then I had to look at our third store, and it looks like we had about 6 item sales there that came in last minute yesterday, courtesy of one of our Making Eight Maniacs. So, yes. That put us over the edge. So we have to go out. We're going to look to get some spandex because I know that was thrown out there, and I do have a chap with me. So we're going to see if we can't set up and do some sort of photo shoot. We'll talk about it more this week. We'll line it up. But, hey, a bet is a bet. I'm a man of my word, and I won't go back on it. But, yes, you guys can thank Miss Emily for getting her friends together to get a grip on some of that Making Eight gear. And we do appreciate it. It was nice to see so many sales come in the month of April, our debut month, by the way. And I want to remind you that the items will be up there. And if you guys want some different things in particular, please let us know. You know, you guys are going crazy about this, but I'm telling you, it's your eyes. You guys are the ones that are going to be the ones that have to suffer for it. But anyways, you know, I got to send a big old shout-out to to PBR Get Tough, Mr. Cowboy Dave. I know that he's really excited. He's got some big events coming up, looking to be at the World Finals. It's going to be up there in Ohio, and really developing some great relationships with the PBR. And, well, shoot, Dave, you know, I know the PBR really appreciates what you do for them, and so do we. We appreciate everything that you've done for us as fans to give us more PBR. So we certainly do appreciate it, Dave, and, yeah, absolutely. You know, want to send you the best, and thanks for tuning in here today. You know, it certainly has been an emotional day here for Making Eight and for our friends and family. You know, we were looking to have Justin on, and we were receiving pictures last night from the devastation out there in Alabama. I want to remind you guys that if you guys want to donate, please go over there to MakingEight.com and help support that family, or, you know, these families, our rodeo families that have lost so much. I got to thank the ones that have already donated. You know, we do have your donations, and we are going to get that over there to them, and want to say thank you. But, yes, it has been certainly a bittersweet day for bull riding, for the rodeo community, and for our rodeo family. Want to remind you guys, just keep the Sullivan family in your prayers. Keep the friends, the rodeo family, in your prayers, because they certainly need it. And I want to leave you guys with my cowboy logic for the day. I hate to get folks emotional, but I'm emotional. You know, I'm an emotional kind of guy. But I just want you guys to know that you all are part of my family. And as part of my family, I want you guys to know that it doesn't matter, you know, whatever the case is, if you're having some issues and you need somebody to turn to, you got to understand that we're not going to talk about it on our shows. It's nobody else's business. But that door is opened up, and it's always available to you fans, to you friends, you know, that if you ever run into a situation, please make sure you pick up the phone and call somebody. And if it's not us, call somebody else. If you want to get in contact with somebody that you think might be able to help you, get a hold of me, and we'll try to help you out. But we're always here for you guys. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Each and every one of you guys are special to me. And it hurts so much when you lose somebody for something like that. Don't take the easy way. Bear down, get a grip, and realize that life is too short, you know. We're always here. Cowboy Dave is the same way. We're always here. We're a family, and we'll always get through anything. We'll be here for you through thick and thin. So please, I just want to leave that out there to you guys. Make sure you guys have a great evening this evening. Let's get back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows tomorrow. And, yes, once again, I'm going to close out the song on an emotional note here, but we got to send our prayers to our rodeo family. You guys take care and get a grip. We'll see you tomorrow on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Thank you.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.